Okay, our next storyteller is T.C. Doyle. Trump Loy, good artists copy, great artists steal.
This story is about how art matters. Okay, why does art matter? Well, you know, Doug kicked it off. It was brilliant. Art matters because it can invoke, it can entertain, it can provoke, it can excite. Art can also fool and deceive. And this is a story about how I got deceived by a real artist, one of the best I've ever seen. He was a particular kind of artist. He's what we call a con artist. Yeah. I got taken big time. I want to tell you the story. And there's a little bit of poetry at the end. Bear with me. It's not that kind of poetry. All right. Here's the story. San Francisco, late 80s, almost 90s. Right before Naomi, my wife, who's sitting over here. Everybody give it up for Naomi. Come on. Come on. So we're planning our move to Park City. I didn't want it that big of an applause. I mean, I didn't get that when I walked on. All right, so we're planning our move to Park City. This was a big deal. We had been living in San Francisco right atop Nob Hill for many years. And this was right in the end of our existence there. And we had invited friends to come out and join us to our little apartment in San Francisco. My little sister from the middle of Indiana and her new husband came out to join us. So I was Mr. Sophisticate at the time. We know everybody in town. I'd walk into a bodega, Mickey, walk into a bar, Jenny, how are they doing today? You know, I was, oh, Mr. Sophisticate. I brought my sister and her idiot boyfriend from Indiana out there. They immediately went down to the wharf, bought sweatshirts that said California, San Francisco. They were wearing white sneakers. You know the drill. So we toured them all about. We had a lovely time. And on the last day, we're walking up California Street, right up to the top of Nob Hill, close to where we lived. And we were just spent. It was late in the afternoon. And in that moment, a gentleman kind of joined our group. This street was crowded, tourists, cable cars, and what have you. But this gentleman kind of ingratiated himself. His name was Danny. He introduced himself. And as he did, he kind of fumbled into our group and dropped this wad of cash and a credit card, American Express card, and we were so impressed. And we're like, he's like, I'm sorry, guys. I got to get up the hill. Help me. Where am I going? I'm going to the Fairmont Hotel. Well, he's staying in one of the nicest hotels. And we're like, he's walking with us. And he starts to talk to us. And he's an ingratiating, amiable kind of guy. And he says his name is Danny. And he's here in town because he's a drummer with a rock and roll band and a history. But he's in that town tonight to play a special performance on Fillmore, at the old Fillmore Theater, and it's for Bill Graham, and the Grateful Dead was going to be there, or some of the members of them, and Peter Gabriel was going to play, and others from the 80s and 70s, and he said to me, young man, well, what kind of music you like? Well, I like the Police, you know, it was the 80s, what could I say? He goes, you know, it's funny, you and Sting, boy, you're right, you know what, come with us tonight. I'm like, well, how could I? I got tickets. Come on, come on. You talk to me. You talk to me. I talked to the guy for a few minutes. He goes, I'm telling you, guy, you and Sting, you got to come tonight because I think you guys would have a connection. I'm like, of course Sting and I would have a thing going on. I'm thinking this is great. We get to the top of California Street. We get to a little entrance at the Fillmore, or excuse me, at the Fairmont Hotel. And he ducks in. He goes, oh. I'm going to run upstairs and get the tickets. But it's for charity. Kind of like tonight. But it's for charity. And he says, you know, everybody's 50, 100 bucks, whatever you guys can afford. And he leans on an ATM machine. So I'm with my little sister, and I'm with her new husband. I'm with my lovely wife. And, oh, Mr. Moneybags, of course I'm going to give you. You know, I pull out my card. I stick it in the machine. And I hand the guy 200 bucks. He goes, oh. This is great. Thanks. Thanks. You and Sting. You and Sting. You guys are great. And he's gone. And he gets on the elevator. And a couple minutes go by. Now, I'm having a moment. Okay, what am I going to say to Sting? What am I going to say to Sting? What do you say to Sting? What am I going to say to Sting? I'm thinking, don't stand so close to me. Why would he say that? So, okay, maybe I talk to him about that. Wait a minute. Rock. You don't have to put the red. Okay, maybe I'll ask him about Roxanne. I've got conversations I need to have with Sting. how long would it take to run up to the top of the elevator, get to your hotel room, get the tickets, and come back? Okay. 2 minutes go by. Okay. He probably ran into fellow bandmates in the lobby, and there was a crowd at the elevator, and everybody else got on, and he went in there. Maybe he's a musician. He had to do some substances. I don't know. But at the point, even when I could start to think something wasn't working, my people peeled off. First, it was my brother-in-law. Tease, I'm going to go back to the apartment. I think I'm going to go. And then my little sister is like, brother, I don't think he's coming back. Guys, he's coming back. He's a musician. You know, we got to give these guys latitude. They're not corporate business people. They don't work on the clock. So we're going to. Finally, my wife comes up to me, gives up the ghost. She goes, honey. And I'm like, damn it, Naomi, shut up. I've got to figure out what I'm going to say to Sting, for God's sakes. She looked at me, and she went like this. And in that moment, I knew I had been had by one of the greatest artists of all. He didn't put a gun to my head. He didn't threaten anybody. He got me to give him the money. So, lesson learned. Art matters. Good artists borrow. Great artists steal. You guys thought that was the end of the story? Are you nuts? I got 1 minute to go. Alrighty. No, that's not the end of the story. I was mortified. I was humiliated. I called my father, my little sister. Oh my God, Dad, you'll never guess what happened. All I heard from Indiana was, ha, 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 for days on end. 2 weeks later, I'm running up California Street. I'm all hot and sweaty. I didn't even realize I was on the same boulevard heading up to the top of Knob Hill where I had previously been. And I hear this voice. Oh, yes, you guys are going to love Sting. And I look ahead of me, and there's two couples, and they're wearing white sweatshirts that they just bought at the wharf. The ubiquitous Reebok white sneakers. And I hear the guy, and he's saying, oh, my God, you and Sting, you got to work out what you're going to say to him. You know, this is a big thing. It's at the Fillmore Theater, Bill Graham Productions, The Grateful Dead's going to be there, Phil Collins. And I hear the guy going, oh, I'd really like to meet Sting. And I crawl up behind the group, and I'm like, so when I hear the word Sting, oh, yeah, Sting, he turns around. He heard the voice. And then I hear him say, well, the Grateful Dead, oh, yeah, go meet Jerry Garcia. And he turns around because he heard the voice knocking on his head. And he's turning around. And he's looking down the street. But I'm hiding behind the people. And when we get to the door where he goes to the ATM and makes his move, and he says, guys, I'm going to run up to the elevator and get your tickets, I jump out and I said, hey, Danny boy, because that was his name, Danny, hey, can you get me my 4 tickets that you fucking promised me 2 weeks ago? So now we got a little kerfuffle. We got a situation here, people. So the one guy who's this ginormous football player says, I knew this was a con. I was never going to give him my money. And I'm looking at him like, you would have given your money. The guy's he's an artist. He's a true artist. So they're playing me off, and as they should, I'm at my end of my time. Here's the end of the story. I had a chance to hit this guy. I mean, come on. When have we ever been morally justified to just clock? That hit the cement. I was a Big Ten wrestler at the University of Oregon. He went down. And when he hit that cement, I like to think that it shook as much as the earthquake just a few months earlier. Long story short, took him inside. He was arrested, locked to a bench. They took his photograph, a Polaroid. They pinned it on the wall among all the other con men that were working that hotel at the time. If they were on LinkedIn profiles and they had to list where they worked, they would have said the Fairmont Hotel. Here's the poetry. I promised you poetry. Life's a bitch. Poetic justice. Danny, I don't consider myself a poet. I don't. What you took from me and borrowed from me money, I think I stole back from you in kind. So, ladies and gentlemen, good artists steal and copy. Great artists steal. Thank you.